And good morning. I'm Jane St. John, and with me in the studio today is Carolyn Tobias, who is the Communications Director for Keshet Dance and Center for the Arts. And we have a special guest with us, Diana McNeil, choreographer and teacher who's been with Keshet for a couple of years now. And the ladies are here to talk to us about a panel discussion that's coming up, as well as the 2019 Choreographers Showcase. And Carolyn, it's good to see you again. The last time you popped by was to talk about Alice, and this time you've got something new that you want to talk about and let our listeners know what's going on.
Yes, we're incredibly excited to kick off 2019 with something that we've called Keshet Makerspace Experience. This is when we have cohorts of choreographers from around the nation come to New Mexico and create and make dance at the Keshet Center for the Arts. And our first cohort is coming in the end of January, and we're super excited. As part of their time of creation, we also host some arts business workshops that are open to the public. And in particular, the one we're talking about today is a conversation on dance legacy, and it's a free panel and discussion that's going to be Tuesday, January 29th from 11 till 12:30. And we're especially excited that we have amazing local panelists that are part of this discussion. Dr. Marianne Newhall, Dr. Judith Chesson-Bennett-Hume, and of course, our own Diana McNeil. And what is incredible about these women is what they bring to that conversation of dance legacy. And Diana is a significant part of that. At the culmination of the panel, this is the big ta-da, will be a reveal of a really iconic piece of dance history that has been gifted to Keshet Center for the Arts. And I would love to introduce Diana right now to explain what these set pieces are and what makes them significant.
So the piece Warsaw Ghetto was choreographed by Lester Horton in 1948, and it was a reduced, abstracted tale of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising in Poland during World War II, where the Jews resisted their incarceration in the camps. This was not a particularly well-known episode in American lives as far as what had happened in the Jewish experience in the World War II. And Lester Horton was a choreographer who was deeply involved in social issues, in history, in finding that dance was a really accessible vehicle for expression and spreading of the ideas of the political mood of the day. So one of his pieces was Warsaw Ghetto, which featured Bela Lewicki, who was my teacher. It was a socially important work among many socially important works that the Horton Dance Company presented, and Bella had actually co-choreographed it or was listed as a co-choreographer. After the company closed, my husband and I purchased her home, and in the home were many, many things, artifacts of her life and their life together and their dance life together, and one of them was the set from Warsaw Ghetto, which I only knew was the set from Warsaw Ghetto because I asked her husband, Newell Taylor Reynolds, what is this? There are these beautiful paintings all folded up in the back of a closet, and I have no idea what they are because they don't look like any of Bella's pieces. And he said, oh, that's the set from Warsaw Ghetto. I said, oh, okay. So I folded them up and put them in a case, and there they sat for many, many years. They're quite large. And then when I moved to Albuquerque, I saw the beautiful studios that we have at Keshet, which are quite large, and they're very blank. And I thought, I wonder if there would be a place at Keshet, especially in the studio that's called the Lewicki Studio, for these pieces to hang. I find them quite beautiful. They're very dark, but one of them is quite hopeful. It shows a cavalcade of people coming from the distance of all religions, of all colors, of all stripes of person. And I thought this would be perfect for the message that Keshet has if we have a place for it. So I approached Shara Greenberg and said, I have this thing. If I can figure out how to get it here, would you like it as part of our studio's decoration? And she said, absolutely. So I was thrilled. It's so exciting that they're going to be put up. We're not sure exactly how that's going to happen yet, but and I hope the students will enjoy it and anybody else who might come and visit Keshet as part of their arts experience here in Albuquerque.
Tell us again when this panel discussion is going to be, this conversation on dance legacy. And it's open to the public, correct?
It absolutely is open to the public. It's a free event. What is also significant, both Horton and Lewitsky are tremendous impactors of contemporary dance and modern dance and shaping what that looks like today. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity to have a conversation about maintaining legacy, passing on legacy is super exciting. The panel is going to be Tuesday, January 29th, and it's from 11 till 12:30 p.m. And the dedication of those historic set pieces will be at 12:30. The following weekend, I will also mention, is the culmination of this first cohort of Makerspace Experience. February 2nd and 3rd is the 2019 Choreographers Showcase, and where we're going to have local choreographers as well as these national choreographers that are in town showing works in progress and completed works. And performances like this are open the Center for the Arts space, and people are welcome to come and not only see some live dance performance, but also see these amazing set pieces that will remain.
I have a question. Why do you use the term cohort?
It is a collection of choreographers. We used cohort because what is unique about Keshet as a choreographic center is that we're very intentional about inviting people to come together and have peer learning. So you can rent, you know, choreographers can rent studio space and create anywhere, anytime. But one thing that's really prohibitive in that creative process is the cost of space. Keshet wanted to open up this land of enchantment, invite people in. We have choreographers from New York and Los Angeles and across the Midwest, all over, are coming in because for them, when they got they applied for this application to become a Keshet maker. And as long as they can find their way here, we have supporters that will house them for 10 days. They can come and create. And, you know, for this stretch of time, which is an amazing wealth of opportunity that would really cost them a lot of money on both coasts. So whether that's just time to brainstorm and get that out there. But they also have master classes every day and these arts business workshops, because it's really important. You know, one of Keshet's programs, the Keshet Ideas and Innovation Community, is about empowering artists to, we say, don't starve, make art.
Right.
And so we want to equip them with the business skills also to make their art form of dance sustainable so that they can make a living on it. That comes through learning not just the creative side, but the business side. And so it's just a unique collection of people. And so we call them cohorts because when they come together, they're very much coming to work on their individual thing and they have individual studio time. But as a collection, as a cohort, there's a lot of team and peer learning that takes place.
That's wonderful. So the first cohort is beginning, what, the 26th or the 5th? And then the performances are going to be Saturday, February 2nd and Sunday, February 3rd.
Correct.
And how can people get tickets?
People can buy tickets for the Choreographer Showcase online at keshetarts.org, or they can call the box office. 505-227-8583 is the box office number.
And tickets are $15 for general admission and $10 for students and seniors.
That's right.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for stopping in today and talking about the Conversation on Dance Legacy panel discussion, which is coming up January 29th from 11 until 12:30 in the afternoon. And the 2019, the first Choreographers Showcase, will be February 2nd, Saturday, and then Sunday, February the 3rd. Thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you, Jane.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having us.